Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes. I'm with Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And unfortunately, Craig Hazel's back!
Yeah! We
talked about chanting, Ash, and you didn't participate.
Yeah, you didn't do the... Is it because I didn't refer to you as FPL expert, Ash Kernsworth? Is
that did you talk I about chanting whilst I wasn't here?
Possibly. Might have been. In the private chat.
Yes, Craig's back.
I am
Can
back.
You believe it? Mr. 33.3%.
Mr. Lucasade, they call me. Yeah, makes you get 33.3% longer. Do you remember when they claimed that? They used to claim that. Yeah, that was on the.
I remember when Lucasade was quite big back in like the late.
They're still doing all right.
80s. They're doing all right. No, early 90s. I remember my dad made me, my brother, and my sister run. Yeah, up and down. He timed us, and then he gave us some Lucasade and made us do it again. See if we got any quicker. I think it was just an experiment for him.
From a nerdy point of view, that experiment obviously you could only do it the next day, having had the same diet and everything. But it's fine. It's fine. But no, they used to claim 33% longer. And Ash will like this reference. My first instance where with Lucasade was on Daley Thompson's Olympic Challenge on the Atari ST.
You had
to waggle the joystick to fill up the bottle of Lucasade to get you a bonus.
Oh, really? Wow. I thought you were going to say that you
took some Lucasade and you got better at the game.
Exactly.
I smashed it.
I spilt Lucasade on my Atari ST and it broke. And that was it. Rubbish.
Oh, that's a
sad. Yeah, anyway, Mr. 33%, yes, because I...
He's back. He's back. Congrats.
I know, there's been a lot of questioning of my dedication to this podcast over the... I've been listening. And there's a lot of questioning of my dedication to podcasting in general, which I find offensive.
That is true. We've said some terrible things about you.
I can't believe you listened to the previous podcasts.
Yeah.
Although when questioned about it, it did sort of fall apart immediately.
I'm going to ask you various questions during the podcast to see if it's, you know, if you did actually listen.
Well, all I know is I get slagged off a lot, like I don't want to be here. But...
Correct. Well, you've passed the first test.
Yeah,
well
exactly.
Done.
I'm that dedicated to this podcast that five minutes ago, before we started recording, I took a shit in the dark. Because I thought I don't want the extractor fan noise affecting the podcast due to our highly sensitive microphone. So don't say I'm not dedicated, mate, when you haven't reached around in pitch black for toilet paper.
You didn't give yourself a reach around as well, did you?
I'm not Joel Seam. You have to go the whole way around for one of them.
Lovely
you
stuff.
Need some Lucasade.
But yeah, so we are back. I'll take the reins, boys. That's fine.
Go for it.
Game week 3 is in the can. It's happened.
Yeah.
Very interesting one. Obviously, we are here to talk game week 3. We're going to reveal our big league. We're going to reveal the bloody manager of the month, boys. I'm excited about that. That's come round quick, hasn't it?
Blimey. It really has. Well, not for me. I've only done one podcast, but yeah, for you boys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're still on the bloody World Cup podcast, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I did well at that.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and then obviously part two, we're going to do your social media questions. We've got quite a lot of those coming up and any other business, which is my particular favourite. And then final part, it's going to be jam-packed. We're going to preview the upcoming game week 4. We're going to do a bloody quiz. That's exciting.
There's a quiz.
There is a quiz. I'm excited.
I've nearly finished.
You've nearly finished. Well, that is promising that you've nearly finished writing the quiz.
For those of you who don't listen to 4 years of this podcast, that's progress. That's like...
Not finished writing the quiz, nearly finished conceptualising it.
Oh, okay. That's
sure.
Well, that's not bad, because
you've
it
never
used to
written
be
one.
When it was your turn, a few years ago to be the winner. Right, so I think I've got a quiz, and you'd be looking on Wikipedia while we were doing the...
Yeah.
While we're actually doing the third part. But we're going to be doing that. We're going to pick our power bottoms. There's going to be, the nation are talking about it, the Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. And, it's like I want to do that in the first part. But
you just want the whole
allowed.
Podcast to be
I want to open with a little dramatic reading of Little Timmy Tinker, because let's be honest, not many people get to the end of the podcast.
But that's the incentive. That's what they're staying tuned for.
That, yeah. No, I think that's why they're not getting to the end of the podcast. But if you do it at the start, they have to listen.
Yeah,
that's true.
But yes, let's cast our minds back. Saturday.
Yeah.
Big impact of the first game. Wolves, Man City. What was the score? It was 1-1.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's one of those games where you might have got someone, my mate's dad does it a lot, who goes, do you know what? a fancier Wolves upset for this. And when Wolves inevitably get beaten 6-0 away from home, no one ever mentions it. But when the result actually comes off, they feel like look a genius. And let's be honest, Wolves are a decent side, and I think they're going to be one of those teams that maybe sticks around in the Premier League for a while because of the money invested. But no one saw them getting a draw and taking the lead.
No, my brother kept saying that he thought Wolves were going to do well, and I was like, you are mental.
Your brother's not Craig's mate's dad, is he?
Yeah, weirdly, that is.
Is he?
That's
weird.
But was he doing it to look smart? Is that the thing? Because then it could come off.
I think he just thought it for some reason.
It was like when I picked Danny Ings as my pick of the week one time and he scored, and then you were like, oh yeah, well of course he's going to go. That's the only time I ever picked him. It's the only time I ever picked him and he scored. That's not luck. That's not bloody your mate's dad.
Yeah.
Serious shit.
I thought Wolves looked so good.
They did look good, didn't they? Although it was a dodgy goal from Barley.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, Barley.
We actually spoke about him pre-season. When we did the transfer rundown and I was looking at potential defenders from the Championship, he was one of the ones at Wolves that looked like he was going to be a 38-game-a-season kind of guy.
Nice.
So, yeah, I didn't pick him. Obviously, that's why I'm 73,000th. But unlikely goal scorer.
I think it's because his name looks too much like Wilfred Bonny.
That's true.
It is Willy Bolly, isn't it?
Yeah. It is Willy Bolly.
What a ridiculous name.
It's a great
William,
name, isn't it?
Call yourself William. If you're Willy Bolly, call yourself William Bolly.
Really?
Not Willy Bolly. That's just stupid. There was a big call on social media for VAR.
No, get rid of shit. Fuck it off.
That was get rid and who gives a shit in one. Get rid of a shit.
Yeah. Get rid of a shit.
That's what get rid of a shit. That's what Craig was doing in the dark, giving himself a down scene.
Exactly. Try doing that the lights off, mate.
That's what we should call it now, giving himself a down scene.
This is like the one Hughes manager of now. God knows, Southampton
somehow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There was a goal in the Southampton game that was a bit like that as well. It's like, well, they were going to score it anyway. Who gives a shit? Like, that's not why you lost. It was like a millimetre. It could have been a head. Who cares?
Yeah.
Goal.
That's Ash's very relaxed attitude towards VAR. Just the 1 point for City, though. Obviously, you know, if there was VAR, that you know, City would have got the 3 points.
Oh,
there,
but my auntie had balls to be my uncle. I kind of agree with Ash on this one. Like, if you've got VAR, and I know we disagree on it, if you've got VAR, then I'm all for it being used properly, used correctly, and I think there's a point to it. But if VAR is not in place, then who gives a shit? It's like saying, oh, if there were two balls on the pitch, we might have got more goals. Yeah, you would have, mate, but it's not a thing in the Premier League, so shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a thing. But
let's round on Tom.
Are we doing the boot room? Are we currently doing our new feature, the boot room, where we all argue about stuff?
What I will say about
Wolves, I think there should be two balls on the pitch.
we've rehearsed this time, it's better.
Yeah.
What I will say about Wolves is there's a lot of, like, maybe people who aren't as in the know, that I'm sure everyone is now because it's been well publicised, their ownership and stuff, but a lot of, like, plucky underdogs. They spent about 70 million quid. That, like, you know, obviously getting a draw against City is good if you're anyone in the league, but they're not your usual newly promoted side. Like I say, they spent a lot.
They're not Cardiff, are they?
They're not Cardiff. I think it is around seven. They've got about 70 million expenditure. Like they've thrown money about.
A lot of the players they signed were players that they had last season, I think.
They were. They just signed them permanently. Yeah.
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 They look good though. They play really nice football.
Yeah,
did
they
you realise they said it right at the end of the game on Match of the Day, and I wasn't sure whether I heard it right, that Neves is like 21. Can't be right.
Neves?
Yeah, is he young? That can't be right. It's
don't impossible. Actually know his age, to be honest. I have to look that up. But yeah,
a bit of a random one.
We'll find that out. Let's find that out whilst Tom's running through.
Yeah. Just while we look up Neves' age, no big points for the big City boys. Aguero, a lot of captain's armbands on Aguero after his hat trick in game week 2. Nothing for the lad. Nothing for a lot of them. Like, who didn't play this time? Mahrez hasn't played a lot.
Yeah, he came on at the end.
Jesus didn't play, obviously.
Yeah, and Jesus didn't play. Crazy. Still people still trying to work out that rotation.
I'll tell you what. Gundogan.
Yeah.
What a shambles.
Shambles.
Oh, my God. He's so bad.
Mm.
I was thinking
he's their top scoring midfielder, isn't he?
Oh, God. When he got an assist, I was like, this is
mad. He got the 3 bonus points, mate.
Oh,
he's their top scoring midfielder so far.
Oh, he did a total Chilwell. Just like, it was awful. Not good.
Well, Ruben Neves, by the way, is 21 years of age.
21.
Someone's going to buy him big.
Key of the door.
Yeah.
Right in your face. What is it? Key of the door.
What?
21, key to the door? 21, key to the door?
Holding midfield, 21.
When you're 21, you get the key to the door. That's a thing, isn't it?
Is this a bingo call?
What are we supposed to do? Key to the door, 21.
If you suspect someone's having a stroke, what does it sound like what you're supposed to do?
You can...
Go to the bingo.
Get yourself to the bingo.
Yeah.
I think
If you can smell toast, you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now? I have no idea.
I was just
toast. What's your favourite thing? I like jam. My little boy is obsessed with jam. I gave him jam the other day, and that all he wants is jam. Jam! Jam! Constantly. Jam! I haven't got any jam. I can't fucking afford it! Arsenal 3, West Ham 1. Arsenal get their first win. And what do we say, boys? What do we say?
Always captain Welbeck. It's true.
He has more goals than Aubameyang and Lacazette put together. I'm just saying.
It's painful.
I'm just saying. Battle of the bottom boys, wasn't it? Battle of the Bottom Boys. That's on VHS that we'll be releasing soon. Battle of the Bottom Boys.
That's normally when you go, Harry, go have some jam. I've got something to do.
Yeah, go and have some jam. But I've eaten all the jam, Daddy. You're always doing it. And why is Uncle Ash bleeding? So two goals. Arnautovic with a goal. 2-2 for him.
Yeah.
Went off injured though.
He did indeed, didn't he?
Well, Arnautovic is now the player that West Ham signed, isn't he? He's a good. He's you know, quite quickly becoming their talisman for the season.
It's bloody yellow.
But
yeah, I think so.
Ash, you lot have spent and I don't like knee jerk like reactions because obviously it's a work in progress, etc. But fuck me, you must have some West Ham fans must have a certain level of expectation for this season.
Our opening games are terrible. Like our first 8 games, everyone knew would be impossible.
Yeah.
Just get them out of the way. Let's just lose all the first 8, be bottom, and then start winning. They look really good. It's so much better to watch.
Right.
They're going to come good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like that's, anybody that tells you otherwise, can just dick off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Philippe Anderson.
Dick off, get him back, mate.
Paul will be there. Philippe Anderson, who I tipped the previous week, got an assist and starting to look good.
He looks quite good, yeah, I noticed that.
You'd hope so for like 35 million quid, mind you. Well, exactly. And Fabianski, 9 saves he registered.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Good. Yeah, 9 saves. He was on my bench and, 5 points.
I'd be very surprised if Fabianski doesn't, if he moves from my starting lineup for the entire season. And I know I'm not one to talk because I'm doing badly, but the only thing I'm doing well at the moment is my back five.
Yeah, but do you know what? And it's made me think because obviously him being 4.5 and, I mean, I've got De Gea and fuck me. And we're going to get to what's his tits from the other boys. De Gea's got fucking, it's 6 mil and he's, nothing.
I guess the big question is, have either of you got Aubameyang stuff?
Death the Ridge, that's what I was going to say. No, I never had Aubameyang. I started with him in my first draft, but I got him out for Aguero before game week one started.
And I wildcarded.
Wildcarded, didn't you?
The same last year. I was doing terribly last year. And you can't really Ash, I remember Ash saying, you might as well. If you're that far off it, and you can see how teams are lining up, then get out.
You might as well. Yeah. So many people tweeted us saying that they'd wildcarded at the same time as Craig just before game week 3.
Well, and also that way
you get all the value as well, don't you?
If you take a risk on your opening 11, if it pays off, you're a genius and you're like top 100 in the world. And if it doesn't, wildcard. But yeah, I mean, I still my back five scored 4, 5, 5, 8, 5, which is decent.
That is decent.
But everything else just was still a bit of a shambles. It was an improvement, but yeah.
So the question is, if you're an Aubameyang owner like myself, they've got Cardiff, Newcastle, Everton, Watford, Fulham.
Yeah.
How many more games do you give it before you ditch Aubameyang?
I think I'd keep him in. Although I think Lacazette has looked a bit sharper on the ball.
But you look at that Chelsea game and Aubameyang could have had 2 goals.
About that. That was a fucking
nightmare. It's not like...
It'll come. I think it'll be like Mitrovic. Like he's had a lot of chances, but now he started putting them away.
But the thing is, Mitrovic
looked good.
Had loads every game. He's had loads of shots and was missing them.
Yeah.
But Aubameyang, I can't remember him touching the ball against West Ham.
I think that's more of an Arsenal problem before that game as well. And that they're all just. I don't really know what they're going to be yet. We still don't really know.
Yeah, it's just looking shaky as fuck. I don't know. I think what it is that we looked shit, but West Ham just looked shitter.
Wow. Yeah, they're a bit anemic up front.
That's how they build it on Sky.
Yeah,
is that what they said?
Shit versus shitter.
Shit Saturday.
Speaking of shit sandwiches, Bournemouth Everton.
Great game in the end.
Wilson continues his form. 2 assists for that boy.
He's
smashing it, mate. He's the number one scoring. No, he's not, is he? I think he probably is. Josh King scores for the first time. 2-2 for Walcott. He's the one. We said this a couple of weeks ago.
Before
we started scoring.
After somebody did a virtual headbutt.
After, oh, yeah.
Because that was this week, wasn't it? Richarlison got sent off.
Yes, he did.
Got sent off, and Adam Smith from Bournemouth. But yeah, I think Callum Wilson is, when he's fit, he's a very good player. And no one would be happier about Jamie Vardy retiring from international football than Callum Wilson, who could probably get a call up for these Nations League, which are just friendlies with a competitive element.
If he stays fit and keeps his form, stays off his surfboard, he's going to be loving it.
Stay off the surfboard.
He'll never do it.
But, and for the second week running, the talk of the town gets a red card. Game week two, it was old Juan Biz, as he's being known. And then this time, it's bloody Richarlison, everyone's boyfriend. Yeah. Richarlison gets a red.
I know. The only thing from an FPL point of view that didn't bother me too much is I knew that every fucker would have had him because you couldn't not. Because he's a midfielder playing in a very, he's got a Brazil call up and he's playing for Everton, basically up front. So it was everyone lost points on that.
Yes, I certainly did. He's out, he's gone. I've binned him off now.
Loads of people have swapped him out for
Walcott
and then swapped him back later, I guess.
That's what I did. Yeah, I've done that. Loved it. Really happy with that. Hud versus Card. That's my notes. Etheridge, that's what I'm talking about. Your man. 4.6 mil for that fella. Yeah. He's had some serious points. 6, 16 and 6 so far this season. Yeah. And I'm wasting my fucking money on De Gea. Yeah,
he's a full 9 points ahead of the second goalkeeper.
That's crazy.
After 3 games.
6, 16, 6.
And, well, we talked about this before. Their next, they've got Arsenal, Chelsea, Man City, Burnley, Spurs, Fulham, Liverpool.
Shit.
But I think he might fall into that category that Fabianski often did with Swansea. In that mega saves. He will concede goals, but he will make saves. So those bonus points and saves points all come in, because even if he concedes 2 goals, 3 goals, it doesn't really make that much difference if he's making 8 saves.
Yeah,
and teams are going to take a lot of shots against Cardiff, so I think it's still, I don't know, I think
less than 6% picked as well, man. Oh, it's tempting, isn't it? It's tempting.
It's tempting if you're wild carding.
Yeah, certainly, and I think a lot of people will be. Southampton 1, Leicester 2. Leicester win without Vardy. Oh, and bloody Maguire scored.
He did, from outside
that's
the area.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah.
It's nice that he got a little juicy yellow card.
Yeah, I know. Just brought that points down a little bit. Yeah, first goal since the World Cup, like, finally makes that impact. I think, like, people like him and Trippier were in a lot of teams just based on the World Cup.
Yeah.
And obviously Trippier has started getting some serious points now. So it'd be nice if Maguire did as well.
It was. Nice. Trippier's one of those. I'd love to have Trippier on my side. And if Trippier played for, I don't know, someone who he's going to... Being a Spurs fullback is a fantasy football nightmare. Because
he's on set pieces, though, isn't he?
Rose and Davis, Trippier and Aurier, and they will get dropped out of nowhere, and there's nothing you can do. And it'll be midday on Saturday, and you're fucked.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Maybe best to avoid. Gray and Bertram are goals in that game. Then Liverpool 1, Brighton 0. Salah still just ticking over. Salah gets the goal. Is he worth the price tag, though? Because, Craig, you wildcarded. You got rid of Salah, didn't you?
I did. It was because I still, as always... really fancy Sadio Mane, as you tell me.
Oh, you love Mane, didn't you?
And I feel like this could be a big
season. You wish he was your man, eh?
Yeah. And the fact he isn't makes me sad. No, it doesn't work. but I did get rid of Mane so that I could... Salah, so that I could get in Kane and Aguero now that the August curse is dead.
I think over the course of a season, that'll be worth it.
Yeah. Because it could be, unless Mane... pulls off, sort of thing.
Let's Mane pulls
Kane
off Salah.
Kane and Aguero, it's got to be worth it getting rid of Salah. I'm trying to work. I've got a long game to get to get Kane in alongside Aguero and keep Salah. But I'm going to have to do stuff like get rid of De Gea and bring in,
there's a lot of money to be made.
Etherington.
Not his name.
In goal.
There's a lot of money to be made in midfield from the likes of Neves at 5.1 and Madison at Leicester at 6.5. I still think will be a good player for me.
If you can get on them early before their prices rise.
Mm.
I'll tell you who's been looking bloody good. Andy, what's his goddamn tits, Robertson.
Yeah.
He got all 3 bonus then. 11, 7 and 9 so far this season.
Well, he's behind Alonso. He's the second highest scoring. And he's the opposite of the Spurs problem that I was just talking about.
Mm.
In that Trippier's brilliant and he on set pieces and he gets forward. But out of nowhere, 1 in 3 games, let's say, he won't play.
Yeah.
Same with Ben Davies. Whereas at Liverpool, with the exception of an injury or a big fixture congestion with the Champions League, Robertson's playing because no one's playing. You might play Gomez out there maybe, or maybe you'll switch over Klein when he's back fit, but you're not playing fucking Moreno if he's even still there. I don't know if he is. So Robertson's going to play a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, like last year, like you can tell from the fact that he probably, I think he started at about 4 mil last year and he started this year at 6.
Yeah, I went with Trent Alexander-Arnold at a million less.
Mm.
Just to, yeah. Again, to that's another sacrifice I had to make for Kane and Aguero.
See, stuff like that, it is worth it if you can get Kane and Aguero in.
Yeah.
No goal for Firmino yet. Just 2 assists. He's fucking gone. I need to somehow get rid of him. He's the one that I need to get rid of for Kane. Because he's really not fulfilling his contractual obligations. Watford 2, Palace 1. Pereira again.
Yeah, he looked good as well.
Young Pereira.
It's always Watford. It's always Watford who get the, you know, the Kapoo type player.
Yeah.
Kiko Firmino, remember last year? Was my little special sausage for a while.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Did quite well. Don't know what's happened to him.
Now Pereira's killing it.
Watford got a couple of good
it.
Players. I was saying last week, boring and awful I thought they were. Mm. And then watched this game and was like, oh, actually, I've got some quite good players.
Yeah.
Second highest scoring midfielder. Ahead of Salah. More points than Salah, Pereira.
Exactly. And he's 6 points. He's actually gone up a little bit. But yeah, 6.2. 3 goals in 3 games for the lad.
And they still got Delafeu to come back.
Yes.
So there's some good players there, weirdly.
There is, isn't there? Yeah.
People love Watford. Maybe it's Harry Potter world.
What? Hey, that's good, that. I like that. I'm going to take my boy there.
They do great
so,
jam.
How many mentions of jam. The kid is that so far?
Yeah, there's another one coming up. I was going to mention Hal, and it's absolutely true. He's got a new childminder, right? Because we live in Wokingham now, don't you know? In the country.
Okay, good.
It's not Gary from your diary, is it?
It's not. And it's not my diary. It's the diary of little Timmy Tinker. But yeah, he went to a new childminder, and the first thing he did, he came back. My missus picked him up. He sat in his car seat. He's 2 years old. Sat in his car seat, and he went... Oh, fuck. Just 2 years old. So that's good. And he's done it about 4 times. And he did it with me today. I went, is it raining? He looked out and it wasn't raining. He went, yeah, fuck. Like that. I can't believe it, you're 2. Yeah, that's really
And he's
bad.
A liar.
Yeah, and he's a liar. Yes, there you go. Zaha with second of the season.
Yeah.
You got Zaha? You like Zaha, didn't you? You got the lad?
I don't have him, but I'm a big fan of his, yeah.
Big fan. And everyone's boyfriend, Wan-Bissaka, back.
Nice.
He's going to be back. And obviously, like, we spoke about him and the fact that apparently everyone's saying it's not just this flesh in the pan. He is literally, he's meant to be genuinely fucking outstanding.
I've been hearing a lot of hype about Max Meyer as well at Palace.
Oh, we've all been hearing... hype about Max Meyer.
Tom's like, I don't know who that is.
Can Google but who Max Meyer is.
From Germany.
German Max
so he,
Meyer.
So he kept, yeah, you know, GMM. I heard a lot of talk about him. A mate of mine, I was like, who the hell is he? And then a mate of mine has him in his draft league. And he was like, well, I've got him because I'm hoping he'll come good. And I was like, yeah, not a clue who he was, much like you just did then. And they've obviously been, they paid money for him and he's going to play, but he only played 7 minutes against Liverpool, clearly not fit. He only played 15 minutes against Watford. But managed to get an assist.
Mm.
So he's already got an assist in only 22 minutes of football. So if he's going to start games, which I presume is the plan, then he's only 5.9 million. So I don't know what type of player he is. I just know I've heard about him and he's already got an assist having only played 20 minutes. So I don't know. Maybe worth keeping an eye out for so that if he's any good, I can say I told you so. And if he's not, we can forget this episode ever existed.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Nice. I've made a note of that. Thank you.
They've got some easy fixtures as well, haven't they? Good place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Fulham 4, Burnley 2. Mitrovic finally gets his brace.
Yeah.
He's looking fire, though. We said that before we scored. He's just looking busy, pulling shots out, double fucking busy.
He was brilliant last season, and he looked like up for it even at the World Cup. It's like the season hasn't stopped from last season. It's just carried on. Mm. He's got momentum. He started the season with momentum already.
Momentum. And he was your power bottom pick for last
week,
wasn't
he? We will come to that later.
Yes, we'll get to that. But yeah, very, very good pick. What the fuck has happened to Burnley? They are leaking goals like... Obviously, Tarkowski's a good shout. He's scored 2-2. But other than that, Burnley defence, they were the fucking ones last
it's
year.
It's very un-Burnley.
Burnley defence system.
I think there's a heart-shaped problem that's infected them. He's just having him around. Just having him like with the other goalkeepers.
I'm going to write down heart-shaped problem.
Yeah.
It's true, though. Yeah, they've conceded 7 goals in 3 games. Only West Ham and Huddersfield have conceded more than that.
That's fucking bad, man. Yeah, is it all down to Joe Hart, do you reckon?
No, it's definitely not. Yeah. But there is something weird going on.
Is this the boot room again? Right.
Joe Hart, love him or hate him. It's a weird one, isn't it? There's no real reason for it, but
crazy.
Fulham are no mugs, I guess, but conceding four is a big one. And it was a bit of finally for all of Fulham, because Jean-Michel Seri scored, Andrea Schürrle scored, Mitrovic scored, and Vieto got two assists. So it was a load of the players who you were expecting to come good eventually.
It's just taking a couple of...
He's only 5.5 million, Vieto. If he finds goals himself as a cheap forward, he could be interesting.
Yeah, I believe.
Joe Hart made 8 saves, by the way, in that game.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, if you let in 4 goals, it's all right.
He did. He let in 2, yeah, so he let in a 33.3%.
Which we all know is the most you can do.
He should have had to look at
that. That's the most you can do when you're that bloody busy.
Yeah.
Newcastle 1, Chelsea 2. Hazard goal, I think. This is just Tommy's prediction. I don't know if you want to make a note of this. He's going to hit mad form now.
You can quote us on that one of the best players in the world is going to get good form.
I think Hazard's going to be good at football this season.
Yeah.
So I want to be the first to say that. Thank you.
I've just tried to like pass on information about an unknown German who's played 22 minutes for Crystal Palace, and you're telling us that Eden Hazard's going to be good.
I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
A good pick.
But
so
there's the...
have both those separate pieces of information and see
exactly.
which one
but what,
happens.
What you've done, dances. He's done something brave, Tom.
Yeah.
Because...
Brave. It is brave.
Because he's been out of form and everyone knows him, so they can judge you on it.
Thanks,
what
mate.
Craig has
Cheers.
Done is just pick somebody where it's completely irrelevant where he does good or bad.
Yeah.
It's exactly the thing
plus,
he criticised
plus he got
earlier.
News off a mate. It wasn't even off his own back. Yeah. I came out of that Hazard thing myself,
exactly.
mate. I didn't need any help. I just thought, do you know what? Hazard, I think he's going to be
well.
I've
got a lot of look at this guy.
So I like him. I know he's small. He's small, but I like him.
And Ashley's boyfriend, Hosolu, as well.
Yeah, Hosolu.
Everyone always says how shitty he is all the time.
Second
but
of the season,
some goals.
4.5%.
You
pick.
Love Hosolu.
He's only half a
you
mil
do
more.
Often have Hosolu.
Is he only 5 million?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get him in. He's only half a mil more than my reject third striker, the Fulham guy, Kamara.
Kamara.
Who did score twice last night, I think.
He did.
In the cup, yeah.
Yes, in the old Mickey Mouse Cup.
Yeah.
Alonso, 2 assists. He's been fucking incredible. I think that's why I'm doing so well. It's because I'm not doing so well, but I'm doing better than I would have had if I didn't have Alonso in my team. He's been smashing it, mate.
If I had Alonso instead of Aubameyang, it'd be quite good.
Yes, that would be quite
good. Half the price.
Yeah, but yeah, Chelsea, I think everyone was writing Chelsea off, but they're doing all right, aren't they? They're playing well. I think they're just the usual players are scoring well for them. Alonso, man, all day long. I didn't go for the Mendy trap like everyone did. Everyone's like, nah, Mendy. I was like, nah, Alonso, mate. Alonso's fucking outstanding. He was amazing.
He is. He's just expensive, that's all.
You can have that as well. Alonso's really good. Really good at football.
He really is.
And then finally, United 0, Spuds 3.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and just...
Jose out.
They looked... Man United looked all right as well.
Yeah.
It's just nonsense.
As I said to you off air, though, it's more about... And they did look all right. And if Lukaku didn't suddenly... like be shot to pieces in confidence, they have scored goals, but it's the conceding, a bit like we're talking about Burnley, it's the conceding three that's a problem at
it's
home.
I feel really sorry for Mourinho.
I don't,
ridiculous. Yeah, in the press conference as well, like I think he honestly is just a nice guy, like when you hear him talk after, but every time he goes to the press they just troll him so much. They said in his last press conference, they said, so Mourinho, how do you feel Lindelof has improved? It's like, oh, fuck off. We all know he's shit. He's like, he shouldn't be there.
He should have just said that. Oh, fuck off, mate.
Well, he pretty much just said
shit.
That.
It's such a troll question.
Yeah.
But it's a weird one. Like, I always think that Mourinho's strength at Chelsea was developing this superhuman arrogance and swagger amongst his players where they just, they thought they could beat anyone, even if they weren't as good as they thought they were.
Yeah.
Whereas at United, that hasn't seemed to have worked. Players seem to have lowered in confidence, which is strange because he's obviously such a brilliant man motivator. So I don't quite understand. I mean, calling Luke Shaw fat as long term has worked somehow because he's having a great season. But
he's
playing
and
well
he's
now,
awful
yeah.
and fat. So
if he'd said awful and fat, he'd be double better. And double better is better than better.
Yeah,
so
he's better
you
than
can
better.
Have that as well.
I just can't. I want to know what, like, now obviously the press are, you know, pretty much scumbags known as anyone who works in the media, television, anything, all of them, a lot of them.
Scummers, lazy.
But but there's no coincidence they've got it in for him. He hasn't helped himself over the years.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bit of retribution for them, but I don't know. I know what you mean. It is a bit of madness. And
they're like, they were, it's just so stupid. They go such, when we were talking about this last week, where they go so from one end to the other, like where they were talking about, who's the Liverpool defender they got from Southampton? Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how he was the best. You hear them talking about on Sky, they said he was the best defender Liverpool had since Alan Hansen.
Mm.
It's like, but when they brought him, you were complaining about it because he got so much money. It's like, just like, get a grip. Like, they got no... They go so up and down.
Yeah.
Unlike me, who's fickle. Just like,
yeah,
never exaggerates.
Never.
You, I'm just amazed you remembered Alan Hansen's name, because normally you'd be like, you know, old Scarhead.
Scotty guy with this scar and loves all the defending and stuff on the television thing. Kane scores again. Hoodoo's well and truly crushed.
Done.
Good for him.
Not a thing and how anymore. Many people are going to be bringing in Lucas Moura this week?
Yeah, got to be, man. 3 goals in 3. 7.1 mil is probably about 7.2.
And only about 8% picks probably jumping to 12 or 13 by the time the game week starts.
I guess, but we don't know how long.
Is it going to last?
Well, the Asian Championships finish soon. It's the semi-finals today.
But the big kicker, as we all know, is if South Korea lose the final, Sun has to do his obligatory 18 months of national service.
Yeah.
He's off finish.
Then he's a goodbye, that's for sure.
And then, Lucas Moura will be happy with that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Send
him to war!
Has
a Brazilian man been so passionate about military service in Asia?
Yeah. This is really annoying me as well. They were saying yesterday after the game, well, I mean, you've got to say Pochettino, he's let Moura stay, and then what he's done is, when everyone thought he wouldn't play him, he's just played him. Well, yeah, all right, but Son's gone to fucking playing somewhere else to avoid military service.
Yeah.
If Son was here, he wouldn't be playing him, would he?
No, probably not.
Well, definitely not.
No, he loved a bit of Son, though, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Son's brilliant. Like, Son is really good, isn't he, as well?
Yeah, he is. But so is Lucas Moura, I think. It was a South American playing in the Premier League is going to be a tricky transition. He was always a good player, just as to prove your point, Ash. People don't have patience.
Yeah.
So
just have a little patience, guys. We're talking about Take That.
We were.
Yeah,
off air.
Let's not say why. Craig, do you mind doing the top 10, please? Because I've been murdering these lovely people's names for the last fortnight.
Oh, have you? Have you not been doing a good job?
Well, I've been trying, but, you know, it's
no
tough.
Problem, mate.
It's
I'll
tough
do
to
it.
Read stuff.
And just go to start unconventionally in the top 10 as we near the end of August, it's a tie for 9th place. So in equal 9th place on 258 points, it's Bobby Paperclip. I like that name.
Nice.
Frappe. And Donkeys, Mark Donaldson, who's an ESPN journalist. You probably didn't know that.
I didn't.
He's a Hearts fan, and he's an ESPN correspondent over in America. So,
is it the actual one?
Yeah, no, that's him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so get us a flight, mate. We'll do some coverage for you. It's all right.
Yeah, definitely.
In 8th place, it's When Harry Met Salah. Kind of works. Nice. In 7th place is he or isn't he the Chris Wood? You talked about it on the podcast last week.
Yes, I don't think it actually is Chris Wood.
Mexican Hot Pockets, but I was just proving that I did listen to the podcast.
Well done.
In 6th place, it's Mbop E. Decent, I like that. More pop culture. In 5th place, it's Three Sams, Mohammed Essam. In 4th place, it's Sari Not Seri, Pete Bullingham. In 3rd place, the manager is Zikri Razmi with Ligma. In 2nd place, it's Being Arnautovic, which I'm guessing is like Being John Malkovich. A lot of popular culture references. And then first place, on 281 points, 91 points in the game week, and already 13 points ahead of 2nd place, it's Rod Turner with Wandering Mind.
Rodders! Wow, yes. Wandering Mind. Rod Turner, you are the top of the Gaffer Tapes League, but you are also, drum roll, the manager of the month for August.
Oh, Rod.
Well done, Rodders.
Roddy T.
You have won a little prize from monstershot.co.uk. So email us, info@thegaffertapes.com, and, you know, let us know what you want. Well, like, you know, give us your address.
No, don't let us know what you want. You'll
pay. No, that's not how it works.
Just let us know anything you want. I'm sure we can fix it.
No.
I've run out.
Yeah. None of us have got any jam, all right? send us an email, mate, and we'll get your email address and we'll sort you out. Very quickly, let's just do our positions before we go for part one. Ash, you did drop a little bit, but you're still 945th
in the
Gaffer Tapes League. It is very impressive.
It's weird that seems good now, isn't it?
Over 8K.
It's very good.
Yeah. I remember the first ever season I finished 51st. Oh. I was so annoyed that I didn't finish in that... No clicks in that first page. And that was 51st. Now I'm going to be lucky to... Well, I'm currently sitting 1,753rd.
That's it for part one, I think.
Kicking the tits. No. Craig Hazel, 6,773rd in the Gaffer Tapes League. 138 click wanker.
That is mental.
Allegedly.
What do we know? What's your bloody mate The Love Island guy.
Oh, Marcel. I don't know if he's in, actually. We'll have to message him. He must be, like... It's so difficult to find other people's teams.
200,000th.
Like, we need to find where Dom's team is, and he needs to let us know, and then I need to bookmark it, because I am not scrolling through lots of teams.
No.
He did tell us. I may have forgot to pass on.
Oh, there you go.
You'll see there are still loads of people waiting to get into the league, because, obviously, the league is brought to you by Monster Shot this year, who are giving away a PS4 bundle to the winner. Yes. Which is why some people want to get involved. So you can still get involved. I think there's about another 30 teams waiting just for today alone.
I think we did discuss it that we're probably going to cap it at 10,000 teams or in January, which everyone comes first. And I think the 10,000 teams are going
to
come first.
Sounds fine to me. Yeah. But get involved. Please do join the league, because those guys, they're lovely people. Do you know they actually provided for, whilst I was away filming Ninja Warrior UK, they provided some consoles for the ninjas to play with backstage.
No way.
Wow. They did. I asked them. They lent us some consoles. To for the ninjas to play on to keep their mind off ninjuring.
Oh, brilliant. Wow.
Lovely people. So, yeah, join the league, brought to you by Monster Shop. Win yourself a console, which Roddy Turner's in pole position to do so at the moment.
He is, but he's also won a monthly prize from monstershop.co.uk, which is lovely. And you can join our league with the pin 4817-1594. That's 4817-1594. Or go to thegaffertapes.com/join and you will automatically join our league.
Take us to the bridge, Tom.
I'll take you to the bridge. Yeah, that was part one. We will be back in part two for the social segment, all your questions, and then part three for all the other stuff, all the good stuff. We'll see you soon.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. We're back for the social segment. Tom's let me take the reins again. Thanks, mate.
Yeah. No, Ash, it's just too much pressure for me. Ash, I'm just, you know, happy
Ash
to
and Tom have
talk
gladly Jamie. Let me do an intro, and as long as I've, you know, if you approve it, I'll try and turn up more and not be truant for that. Yeah, but part two is, as always, whether I'm here or not, time to go through all your questions on all social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, emails, etc. We'll try and get through as many as we can so we can get to part three for Ash's incredible quiz, apparently. And we're going to start, as we always do, with a question or two that you've sent in on Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes.
Okay, so we've got the Facebook jingle, as always, there. We have a question from Mahesh Jagadesan.
Great pronunciation.
That's pretty good. Well, he did message us the other week. He said, "Hello, gentlemen. Is it worth doing Sterling to Aguero for a -8? Let me just Sterling to Aguero for a -8. Aguero owned by 50% managers and Sterling by 3. Fuck. My rank is 1 million. Follow the herd or play the differential."
That sounds Ash, like a question for Ash Cairnsworth.
We know how you feel about the word differential. It's a mucky word, isn't it?
It's dirty. You've gone, don't do that. It's absolutely insanity. Plus, you've gone two ways. That would be the worst of both, where you're going from, you can't take an 8-point hit to do anything.
No, that's true.
To do anything.
To do anything. Because Sterling might play. He's good. He looked good.
Also, if it gives you the option to take a -8 hit or a -4 hit, take the -4. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, but he wants... No, he's saying... Oh, no, Sterling to Aguero.
Yeah.
So where's this 8 points coming from?
He must have already taken a -4, which he shouldn't have done to start with.
Yeah.
Just assume, if you're in -8 territory, just fucking wild
minus
card,
eight
pal.
Is silly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the weather. Silly. If you're in -8, just move.
Yeah,
move.
Wildcard. Spin the
unless
globe.
You're an Eskimo, you need
spin the bottle.
Yeah,
all the things.
Spin the bottle. Yeah, give yourself a reach around.
Don't. It's a long season to go. Sterling could play loads of games. You could still get loads of points. Yeah. He's busy.
Exactly.
Just stick with it. If you want to get rid of him, get rid of him now. Get in a cheaper midfielder and then get in a grow next week.
Yeah. So turn the lights on, wipe your ass, and stick with Sterling,
and get yourself out of there.
Yeah.
ASAP. Before the stink kills you because you can't turn the fan on. There you go, Mesh. Hope you enjoyed that. We got a Facebook from Nick BH. It is Nicholas Burnley Hall.
He
said, "Hello, Ash, Tom, and guest," which
nice.
I liked. Mixing it up this week and using Facebook rather than an email. Exciting, isn't it?
Nice.
What a world we live in.
It's like a little holiday for him.
It is a bit, isn't it? I'm enjoying it as well. Quick one. With the Premier League sack race heating up already after 3 games, my question is, who will be the first manager to go? My money's on Mourinho. Never lasted longer than 3 seasons at any club and looks to have lost the players, the fans and his head. breast wishes, which is how he signs off. That one sounds like one specifically for you, Craig Sacrace.
Yeah, although I am 12 months off betting officially, but I can talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not betting this entire football season.
Oh, that's what, just on football or just in general?
Just in general.
That's
not going to last.
It is. I haven't put a bet on all season. Put £10 a week aside in an account with my two mates and we're going to go away somewhere at the end of the season and blow it all in a bloody casino. No, but we are going to go away.
You're
somewhere.
You're going to go away with two mates with a load of money?
Yeah. Well, no, you have to spend the money to go away.
Yeah.
So that's where the money goes. Either way, just not betting. One of them, innit? Oh. Got to try and get a mortgage.
Well, that's fair enough. I always do that. I never bet. Although last night I bought a EuroMillions lottery ticket because my missus told me to and I haven't even checked it.
I don't think that counts.
I could be that's a millionaire. That's
fine. I did start looking at a thing called Football Index, but forget about that. It's another day, another thing. Sack race-wise, Mourinho is the obvious favourite in all bookies as well. And the Mourinho three-season effect is legitimately real. It's weird. Yeah. Like, it is a thing where he dips in that third season, but I don't know whether he gets bored because he clearly operates on a bit of a higher intelligence field to most other managers, let's be honest. So I don't know if it's a stimulation thing. But
I wonder if it's got the thing that a lot of managers have where when they first come in, like, it takes a little while to get into their system and then people start playing for them. And then once they've won everything, people come in at the beginning of the next season and think that they can just dick about. And then he's like, no, you've got to train double hard. Like, oh,
the difference for him in this one is he hasn't yet won it all. Normally he has by this stage.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will be him. Partly because he's like, people don't always think about this, but he's very expensive to sack. He's the most expensive man in the league to sack. So even for a club like United, what are you going to do? So you're going to spend, we're talking, you know, probably an eight, seven figure sum to sack him to bring in who?
But they're going to save a lot of money not having to pay for him to live at that travel lodge or wherever it is.
Well, that's true, with his big plate. But I think it makes, a bit like Ash was saying, it makes sense in the papers and it makes sense down the pub. But in actual footballing club terms, getting rid of a very accomplished manager for probably the biggest payoff in the club's history to replace him with, I know people say Zidane. In August... It all seems a bit crazy to me. Anyway, the other people are quite far odd. So if you are fancying a bet, then Mark Hughes is 4-1, even though he's only been there 5 months. And then obviously Benitez is 8-1, and purely because of the regime rather than...
The fans fucking love him.
Yeah, rather than the fans or performance, but the regime don't like it. So no. Hughes shouldn't be in a job in the Premier League anyway.
No.
So I would say one of those two. Because Cardiff are going to do badly, but you'd be stupid to sack Neil Warnock because they're Cardiff. What do you expect?
Yeah. Oh, how many times do clubs do that, though? True. They come up and then fire their manager.
Yeah.
Who is it that fires their manager? Is it Watford or Wolves?
Watford do it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, there we
go. Wolves are very happy. But Cardiff would be crazy to do it. I know. And he's done an excellent job. So my bet would actually be on Benitez just calling it quits and having enough.
Yeah, it could be.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's not the next manager to get sacked, is it, necessarily?
No, it's the next to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Let's do some twiddly tweets in a section we like to call Tweets for my tweet.
Craig's here.
He is.
We got a tweet from Ross Kenny at Dead Leg Swamp. Something like that. He said, can you afford to bring in Alonso or is he worth taking -4 or -8 for?
Again, choose -4, not the -8. That's my advice.
Just do one transfer that frees up the money, then get him next week. If you're really unlucky and he scores more points than your other defender would have done, like he gets eight points or whatever. All right, fair enough. But most likely he's not going to.
No patience, Ash. Have they? They've got no patience.
It's play the long game, boys. We've still got 35 game weeks to go.
Plus, pocket money and do it properly.
There's the international break coming up as well. Although by the end of it, Alonso will probably be 38 million points quick to buy. Whatever.
Just saying 35 game weeks to go then reminded me of that feature that I wanted to do. Do you remember the feature I pitched to you? At the start of the season, I was like, what we do is we get a member of the So Solid crew on the podcast and we teach them how to play fantasy football and we call it 38 game weeks to go.
Nice.
I know. We should have done that.
A lot of people who are under 30 won't understand a lot of that. No. But
I'd say I didn't really understand.
And you didn't, but for a very different reason.
you didn't because you're a man who drinks Kahlua with whatever the fuck it is you're drinking.
What are you drinking? Salted caramel Kahlua?
Salted caramel Kahlua and Amarula. but only because there was nothing else.
Oh, well, your drink sounds like a stripper.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got me some squash, so there is something else. we got a tweet from Bear Swift. He said, I have one available sub this week, so which defender do I bench? Who's going to come out of these battles with the most points? Tarkowski versus Lukaku, Maguire versus Salah, Duffy versus Mitrovic. That's quite good. I like
Can I just
that.
Say, that's better than some UFC Fight Night cards.
That is, yeah, that. That's pretty good. Oh, imagine that, Tarkowski versus... Well, you would, oh, no, you go for Lukaku there.
Well, I mean, it's Maguire certainly go versus from Salah, Maguire the killer.
Yeah, Maguire versus Salah, yeah. Right, boys, what do you think? Tarkowski versus Lukaku, Maguire, Salah, Duffy, Mitrovic.
You could see, well, normally... You think you could definitely see Burnley holding Man United to a draw, but now who knows?
Yeah,
any Burnley game, I still think it's got a 0-0 written all over it, no matter how bad they're defending.
I think they're both hitting up 2 points there.
Do you reckon Tarkowski? Do you know what I did bring in Tarkowski? I had two transfers, and I brought in Tarkowski and got rid of Daniels, who's let me down this season.
Tarkowski's actually one of the two people I think who survived my wild card, and he is two goals in two games. So
yeah,
I'm gonna start. Start that, lad. Definitely.
I've got him. He's got 7-7-5 so far, and they've conceded every game, basically.
Yeah.
I've benched him for this week, I have to say, and brought Wan-Bissaka in instead.
Wan-Bissaka.
I think Duffy Mitrovic is the biggest mismatch there, because I think Fulham will score against Brighton. They might not win, but I reckon they'll get a goal, eradicating a clean sheet, and you wouldn't bet it against it being Mitrovic. I don't know. I just think he's going to have a good season. I think Newcastle must be looking at him, thinking maybe they should have stuck by him a little bit longer.
Yeah. Wasn't he a Fulham player that they loaned to Newcastle?
No, the way around. He was a Newcastle player who loaned to Fulham last year and it was made permanent this year.
Oh, I see. Right,
but to be fair, he was a bit of a hothead. He got yellow cards, red cards. He wasn't scoring goals. But you forget how young he is.
Mm.
So I think when he was first at Newcastle, he was only 21. He's only 23 now.
Mitrovic. Is he only 23?
Yeah.
He plays
a role that isn't really done that well by people of his age. Yeah. So he's a very... I think he's a big prospect. So, either way, I like him. If I could have him in my side, I would.
I would play Tarkowski, I think, out of those.
Yeah, that battle for sure. Tarkowski, Salah, Mitrovic. They're my three.
Is it pronounced Tarkovsky? Because I say Tarkowski.
So do I.
I've done constantly.
I say Tarkowski, but I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It sounds more correct.
There's no A in there, is there, that we keep pronouncing?
Yeah.
Tarkowski. No, I mean like where the O is. We're putting an A there. We're saying Tarkowski.
I mean, who knows? We got a tweet from Niall Prendergast. Did Poch dress for Mourinho's funeral on Monday? Also, I'm sure there's someone out there that had Lucas Moura in week one, then transferred him out for B. Silva.
Oh, nightmare.
Almost certainly. Someone will have had Moura week one and been impatient. And I think the moral of this week is patience. Have a little patience.
Yeah.
Have a little patience. I'm going to write that down as well. Have a little patience. Yeah, so I'm guessing that Niall did just that, the Lucas Moura thing. Yeah, there's been a few of them so far. I just think stick with people. It's just so fucking early, man. I mean, if you need to wildcard like Craig did, fair play, because it is a decent time to do the wildcard. But if you're doing all right, just wait. Like, I've haven't taken any points hits yet, obviously, because it's so early. But I'm racking up, saving up things, you know.
I would say the only time I would think about it is if I had a player whose price was going to absolutely bomb.
Mm.
So it would be like, for some reason, they were going to destroy your team.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you? You don't want that. Craig Wright, tech writer. I'm reading this out because he was the Craig. Did you hear we talked about him not last week, the week before, Craig? We said that he was potentially going to replace you on the podcast as a joke.
Right.
If Craig he wanted Wright. To. Yeah. And he hasn't taken us up on our our offer. He keeps tweeting in questions every week, but I don't know if he actually listens. So that's a shame.
Does he think that maybe you're just not replying to him on Twitter?
Fucking hell, boys, come on. It's like, we're a podcast first, brilliant at Twitter second. He said, threesomes. Is having three Liverpool and three Man City a good idea? Exciting at first, but when rotation kicks in, ..
I think if you've got...
What do you reckon, boys?
I think it's fine. It's just if you've got three Man City players that aren't going to get rotated.
Mm.
Like if they're rotation players, then don't do it. But you could go Edison, Mendy, Aguero, and you're pretty safe. And then Robertson, Salah, Firmino.
Mane,
Anything like that?
Yeah.
Be pretty good six, I'd say.
That is a decent six, yeah. I've probably got about five.
I also have faith this year that Liverpool won't concede as much. I've doubled down on Liverpool defenders. I've got Van Dijk and TAA.
Yeah. I think that's a good shout. Solid, yeah, I've seen that in a lot of people's teams. It's like everyone's conceded. You do have to have three Liverpool.
Yeah. I stopped watching football just before the Champions League final last year and got in Karius. So I presume I haven't missed anything and he's still...
No, he's doing great. Yeah, he's doing absolutely great.
Strong. Nothing wrong with him. Let us go on to another section, our favourite, that we like to call...
Any other business, is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business, gaffer tapes. Any other business, working on the pod, come on.
There's a jingle for any other business. We asked for tweets for special guest Craig Hazel, and we got some lovely answers from people. We got a tweet from 35 Who. He said, "How does it feel to have such an esteemed guest grace your humble abode with his presence? Must feel like a real once in a month kind of opportunity." He's just slagging you off there, mate. Just having a little
he is a bit isn't he?
Expense, is. Not a problem.
No, good for him. Good for him. Good on him. Yeah, wearing sunglasses in it. Yeah, no, it's fine. Leave him. That's fine. Sorry.
Well, we got a reply from someone else called Craig. Craig Verinder. Verinder. He said, if you could replace all your quinoa supplies for some more points, would you?
Who the fuck's this guy?
Being last of three must suck. We have a lot of listeners.
Amazing.
We have a lot of listeners.
Who the fuck is he? I've 5 years I've been doing this, never heard of him, and he rocks up now, giving me some shit.
Yeah. He's probably had Twitter the whole time, but he thought, do you know what? I'm just going to make it.
I like it.
And to be fair, if he's talking about quinoa, he's a listener from at least last season.
Well, he's a listener that's heard Craig on the podcast. He's been listening for a good while.
Yeah, but he needs to know that.
I mean, I have eaten the same amount of quinoa throughout all five seasons, which is none, by the way.
I like Craig B and Adam P, who just sat there with their knives out, waiting for the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you got any thoughts on the quinoa point situation? It doesn't matter. We got one from Ijax. He said, "Has Craig ever completed the Ninja Warrior course? Does Mourinho have a point in that he can play positive? Oh, sorry, is that negative?
That's negative. Football. Yeah.
Comes second in the league and he gets torn apart for dullness. And when he plays attacking football, like versus Spurs." But gets spanked, he's torn apart for losing, or has he gone mad? Oh, the reason I put that in the any other business was just I wanted to know about the Ninja Warrior course.
No, I've never
had a go on it.
No, you're not allowed to. But thing is that insurance, mate, and also I'd be turning up to work sopping wet because I'd fall in. The thing about
Catherine
is
soggy bitch.
It's very hard, and it doesn't look it
looks fucking hard,
but it's very hard and very big.
I thought is that people who don't listen to this all the time might not get some of the meta stuff. We don't want to be too meta, so just to go back and explain, one day someone emailed us in asking us what our favourite brand of sausages were. We both just said normal sausages, and Craig said that we were filthy scum and that he only eat quinoa parcels wrapped in seaweed. So that's where the joke came from, because
it's a long
time. I made the mistake of saying that I liked sausages with a meat content above
23%. I like a very cheap sausage. I do. I literally had a very cheap sausage tonight from a fish and chip shop and I bloody loved it. Yeah. Zero meat content. But obviously, you know, you need to jump on any kind of weakness when you're in this environment.
kill or be killed.
It really is kill or be killed. And Craig showed, that he likes, organic food that's ethically sourced. And we went absolutely mental on him.
For 3 years.
Chance again. We had a couple of tweets from some lovely people. Andre Martinson, our friend, he said, always Captain Welbeck.
So true. Tapes.
And then about 10 seconds later, our mate Padfall said, what did Tom say? He's a crap pick, but he does always score a goal when he comes on. #, always Captain Welbeck.
Has he now taken the role of pretty boy in the team, where you just come on at the last minute and score every week?
I thought you meant as in just he's the prettiest man at Arsenal. I was like, Jesus. I don't know. Bellerin's got nice hair.
Bellerin's got nice hair, but he does look... I like Professor Snape a lot of the time.
He does look like a young Snape, doesn't he?
He does look like a young Snape. He's got something going on. Who's the most attractive at Arsenal?
I don't know these days, to be honest with you. I don't know who they got. I don't know what their new boys look like. Oh, Lacazette's quite a handsome
Socrates
man.
Socrates at the back. Good looking lad.
Yeah.
Lacazette's handsome.
Catherine. Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, Lacazette. He is
but either way, if Danny Welbeck's your impact sub like Giroud was looking for a goal, then fuck me.
Mm.
Have you noticed that? So, Socrates.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, is he Greek?
Yes.
Right.
Correct. That
they give him like some sort of Greek pronunciation of Socrates when he plays. They're like, oh, Socratatus, right?
Yeah. Never been called that.
Exactly. No, but they call him like Socrates or whatever. Yeah. Dignitas.
Socrates.
Yeah. But then it's because Socrates, people call him after the Brazilian football player. But the Brazilian football player is named after the Greek guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
So surely that would mean that the Arsenal guy, it's fine to call him Socrates.
He's spelled different, though.
I know that, but surely it would have been Greek. It would have been.
I've never heard the pronunciation they've given. But football commentators do this a lot. Where they don't... Bearing in mind, when you commentate in a football game, you're at the ground. If there was unclear, you could nip down as a former pro and go, hi, guys, I don't want to offend you. I want to get this right. For you, do you remember the Arsenal right-back, Laurent, or Lauren, whatever you want to call him, this is the point. Now, that name was just Lauren to us. And if we mispronounced it as Lauren, you'd be like, fair enough. If he went, actually, the pronunciation's Laurent, you'd go, all right, okay, that's how we pronounce it. Commentators for years called him Lauren.
Yeah. Like, do you know what?
Where did that come from?
I had a mate who didn't used to ever watch football, but used to read about it in the papers.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And teletext and stuff like that. So we didn't actually know how anyone's names. So he used to always say, yeah, good goal, apparently from Adebayo. Adebayo.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, who's this fucking Adebayo?
Yeah.
Adebayo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just stuff like that.
That's what I'd be like. Yeah, like, oh. Yeah. Terry Henry did a good goal, didn't he?
Yeah. There's a Hearts player we've signed from Cambridge called Ikpiatsu, and I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, but in one game I heard it pronounced three different ways in the same game. Just ask him. Just go and ask him.
And then write it down, not phonetically, but you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what the problem is? When someone then says... Oh, remember Jermaine Genus was called Jermaine Genus for years?
Yes, yeah. I do.
And then he kind of went, actually, guys, it's pronounced Genus, if it's all right.
Oh, really?
And everyone went...
And everyone went... Jesus,
all rhymes with penis. Yeah, but you like that, don't you?
It's a bit. Please pronounce my name correctly. I'm so precious.
Oh, look at me. Oh, I've got a name. Ooh,
and they criticised him for that. So you really can't. Everyone. You can't win. It's a bit, when Andy Cole said I want to be called Andrew, you're like, come
on,
mate.
Ridiculous.
No, behave yourself, ridiculous. Andy.
Yeah. Yes, lovely. Just before we go, that's been announced. Can we say that?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if this is the right place to announce it. Oh, is this the big media launch? Good news, guys. Disney just got in touch. We're going to have to break something here. This is the... Dominic Monaghan is going to be in the new Star Wars.
Mons, three-time guest of the podcast, of our lovely podcast, is going to be in Star Wars. It's official.
Yeah. And he will then officially have been in more Star Wars films than I've watched. So
you wanker.
How dare you. I know, that's gonna be incredible.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, oh,
it's good. It's a classic as well. He's joined just as the franchise is suicide himself. Perfect.
He may or may not appear in a Gaffer Tapes t-shirt on screen.
Oh, do you reckon he could? Disney be up for that.
They're not very good at attention to detail on this film.
They've ruined that brand anyway, haven't they? Doesn't matter.
I hope he revives it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, there's fucking Star Wars Angry Birds in there.
Yeah. You know? Oh, there is Star Wars. There is Angry Birds Everton, isn't there? Did we cover that last week?
Angry Birds what? Everton. Oh, Everton Angry Birds. Yeah, no, it's been since then.
Jesus Christ.
Mad, that's dog shit.
Well, that's very exciting for him, and hopefully that way his attention to fantasy football deteriorates so I can beat him.
Yes. No, I'm so excited for him. I think one of the first things I did once it was official and we knew that Dom had said it was official and everything, is I went to Twitter and tweeted something along the lines of, I was a little bit drunk, I tweeted something along the lines of, what's that? A three-time guest of your podcast isn't going to be in Star Wars. All gutted. Something like that.
And then he probably tweeted, oi, Dom, is Megan Fox in it? And he was like, leave me alone.
Yeah, something like that. No, I love it. That's amazing. I was well happy for him. Amazing. Right, let's quickly do, before we go, this email from Daryl Williams, who sent it a fortnight ago, but Craig hasn't been here, and it's a very Craig email. He said, hi, gaffers. Great to have you back after pre-season.
Which brand of quinoa would you say
really is the best?
Yeah,
I mean, like, high quality ethically sort. What current championship player would have the highest FPL value? And when is Cockaleeky Sue getting her own segment? I think I've read that out three times in a row now.
Never to the second part, which I'm sure Ash covered in my absence. Never.
Yes, pretty much. Doesn't get talked about.
Most valuable, probably, if it was to convert now. Defender, it would be Ayala at Middlesbrough, probably, because they've only conceded two goals in four games, which is a bit mental in the Championship. Mm. And they're boring and don't concede. Maybe Kamar Roof, because Leeds look very good this season, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like, who? He signed from Oxford for them year before last, and sort of not slow start, but so probably him. There's a few people you'd remember who went down with them, like Jay Rodriguez is still down there, Matt Phillips is down there, but probably I'd say Kamar Roof if classed a forward. Four goals, two assists this season. So
me and Tom were watching him at Oxford a couple of times.
Mm. Sure,
we did think that.
It's not too far, is it? We just shot down there and watched the game.
Scouted him like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
If the Championship, all these players be in the Premier League this year, in my squad to free up money, I'd probably look at Roof and maybe Ollie Watkins at Brentford. So yeah, probably that. Yeah.
When he plays well, do people go, the roof is on fire?
Probably, mate.
Like that.
At Elm Road, you know what they're like up there.
Oh, well, I do. We'll talk about that later in the season. Yeah, lovely.
That's part two, isn't it?
Yes,
very good.
Absolutely.
Good to be back. But yeah, so hope we answered all your questions. You can get in touch, remember, with us. If you want any of your comments, questions, or any other business to appear, then just email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Contact us on Facebook /thegaffertapes or tweet us @thegaffertapes. Anything to do with fantasy football during the week and anything to do with anything else for any other business. People often just point at our mistakes, our insecurities, our deepest vulnerabilities, and just exploit them, much like Adam P and Craig V did. And you're not welcome here. You're not welcome in part three, actually. So you two turn off now. The other however many thousands of you, you can stay. And we're going to talk shit about you behind your back. That's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the final part of this week's Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with myself, Ash and Tom. We are going to look ahead to the fixtures in a jam-packed part three, as we always do. And we're going to put our next on the line after that with some of our picks. But fixtures-wise, coming up, early kick-off. Leicester-Liverpool, I'm very excited by, actually.
Leicester have been in decent form, haven't they? Is Vardy back? Vardy's not back, still suspended, surely.
Is it? I don't know, because doesn't the cup game serve as a fixture? I can't remember what it is, the yellows and reds and what it is.
It doesn't serve as a ban if it's a yellow card.
Right,
he's still out.
So, yeah, he's still out. But it's a game that always makes you think of goals, doesn't it, to be honest, with the two sides. So I'm quite excited about that. And that's a 12:30 game, Leicester at home. Then Brighton play Fulham. Chelsea are at home to Bournemouth. Palace.
Tasty.
That is Tom's official tasty of the week. I like that. It could be a little thing.
Tasty.
Palace plays Southampton. Think this time last year, poor Frank de Boer was at Palace without a goal. Everyone wanted him dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Blimey.
And now, comparatively, being on 3 points in three games is huge for them. That's great. They love it.
Not bad,
Everton play Huddersfield, which already doesn't seem that exciting. West Ham v Wolves. Ash, you've got to be looking for first win of the season there, surely.
It'll be a difficult game. Wolves are really good. I think it'll be a bloody good game to watch, probably. Don't know about anything
bloody
else.
Bloody good game.
It's one of those, I think, if it is away from home, you go, oh, I'll take a draw. But given your home games, how important they are, you really got to not fancy a win, but need one.
We only just beat Wimbledon yesterday, so guys.
That's true. 10 men Wimbledon.
Yeah.
That is true. Man City at home to Newcastle was the 5:30 game. And
say that is a particular juicy dangler for me?
So the thing with this one...
Go on, babe, you go.
I was going to say, there's... One thing is, Aguero's record, goalscoring record at home...
That was all I was going to say,
...is much better than away.
Oh, no, I was going to say against Newcastle is ridiculous. You know, there's those players that score against certain teams. It's Aguero and Newcastle.
Four goals against, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the old Suarez versus Norwich, Aguero versus Newcastle. It's just his
I was going to ask if you boys believe in that shit. Do you believe in that? That you know, he likes a goal against a particular team?
Happens. I guess, like, they've got, like, a play style or whatever.
If systems are still the same, there's a weird one that Andy Carroll always does well against Swansea. I think if they set up a certain way, then it definitely makes a difference. Maybe if they play maybe they zonally mark, or maybe they have a quite a slow centre half pairing. And then other times, I think, say a change of manager and a change of personnel, sometimes I think it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So yeah. Aguero yeah. probably goes into that game with that extra 33.3% belief.
Like Wilson.
Extra Lucas
aim. Yeah. Scores against West Ham.
Yeah.
He did earlier in the season already, didn't he?
Psychology is such a huge part of sport that if you're that's the difference between a good man manager or not. They make you feel that you're at that 100% all the time. So if Aguero feels that against Newcastle, I think it is a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy that, I'll be captaining him.
Yeah, I definitely will. Like, my armband's been on Salah all season so far, but yeah, Aguero for that game, definitely. And there's even a little bit of me thinking triple captain.
Yeah. Oh, because it's the game, the 5-goal game that he got.
Yeah.
The only thing is,
I don't think I will. I'll bottle it, but you know,
the Newcastle JD Sports Megabus will be parked big time, won't it? Yeah,
they're just not good enough, are they?
City going to come out after drawing against Wolves. They're going to come out. He is literally going to be brimming with pre-ejaculate.
How many times a day, Tom, do you daydream about triple captaining on a single game week, him scoring five goals?
Yeah,
you fantasise about it a lot, don't you?
And then just shouting just life to everyone, going, yeah, facts, life, I told you.
Why don't you do it then?
Yeah, you should. You probably should do it.
Yeah.
Like that big juicy
2 points you got last season.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, new. Probably won't, but that's what your sausage is for, isn't it?
Makes me feel a bit nervous triple captaining on a single game week.
Yeah, I know. But then, you know, we mentioned the other week that friend of the show, Dan Tiller, he did it on Aguero's hat-trick the other day. 20 points. That's pretty good. You ain't going to get much better than that on a double game week.
I'm actually weirdly tempted. I'm being talked into it here.
Really? Let's both do it. Let's hold hands and both do it.
It's a pact. A suicide pact. Sunday fixtures. Cardiff play Arsenal in the 1:30 kickoff. Cardiff on the big box, on the big telly box. Burnley at home to Man United, which we used to say might be a bit of a 0-0 with Sean Dyche being well set up and Mourinho, but who knows now? That could be 5-5. 5-5 goes west. Who knows?
Absolute fuckfest.
It could be a goal.
I started laughing at your 5-5 goes west. I like that.
And then the final game is Watford versus Spurs, the real North London derby. The two best teams in North London go head to head. In a derby there, and a lot of goals, so in that one probably as well. So that's your Sunday games.
That's a juicy week coming up, I think. Game week 4 looks juicy.
is this your own game where you're seeing how many times you can say juicy?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I told my sister that she was like, why don't you ever give me a shout out on your podcast? She sometimes listens. And she loves that we've just got so many listeners in so many different countries. And she was like, why don't you give me a little shout out? Just like say hi to Catherine. But she said to do it in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, because she won't listen this far.
Yeah, she won't listen this far. So I said, well, I'll just keep
There's no way Catherine's there going, I'm fed up of hearing about juicy danglers, Craig shitting in the dark and Tom saying pre-ejaculate. When are they going to say my name?
Yeah. Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Dub it over, so at the start we go, hello, welcome to Catherine, the Gaffer Tate's fantasy
book. Yeah.
congratulations to Catherine on being in Star Wars.
Yeah. That's big news. Yeah, just use Catherine as a noun for anything.
Oh, I might retrospectively just go and start putting it in and people realise at the
Catherine.
End.
Yeah, that'll take ages.
They'll be saying, why do they keep thinking Catherine's going to get fired from Man United?
Yeah. Always Captain Catherine. That's what we said, yeah, it's Catherine. No problem.
Yes, boys, power bottoms.
Yeah, love them. So power bottoms. So yeah, it is our feature where we put our necks on the line with a bit of format and pick a player from the bottom 10 each week and keep a track of what they actually score. So it's not just us remembering things wrong and arguing and shouting each other about it. It's us knowing for facts and shouting each other about it.
I worried that the spreadsheet would be in all sorts of disarray after your format off. But that's
good. It's there. It's up to date. It's colour coordinated. Excellent. It's got numbers in it and the formula work. And I will be, when the podcast releases, I'll tweet the current spreadsheet and the state of it to people to see what we've picked.
Could you, before we do our picks for game week 4, could you remind us of our game week 3 picks and scores, please, Craig?
Of course. So Ash's pick for game week 3 was Mkhitaryan. You went similarly with Ozil.
Yes.
And I went with Mr. Mitrovic, that we spoke about earlier. So Mkhitaryan got 2 points. Ozil got a big fat 0. And Mitrovic scored 16. Which when you put into account Ash's brilliant game week 1 pick of Wan-Bissaka, it's all even between me and Ash. So Tom, of your 3 game weeks so far, you've got 4 points out of those 3 players, which isn't great.
Solid classic T-bone.
Ash is on 15 points from his three players, nice. Averaging roughly 5. And I'm on 20. So my points are on 20. Which is funny, isn't it? Because obviously I'm doing so badly in real life. If I just, once again, follow my own advice.
Yeah. It is a bit easier, though, because you've got more time during the week because you don't spend all those hours podcasting. We do.
So, we're just bloody slaves to the studio, mate. Well, I'm annoyed, because I kind of went for an outside pick because I thought it was like a bit cheating picking Aubameyang.
What do you mean outside pick? You went for one of the most heralded midfielders in Europe.
Yeah, but he's dog shit. He is dog shit. He didn't play fucking minute as well. He's dog shit.
I went for this. So I went for this little 17-year-old fella no one's ever heard of because Mesut Özil.
You know, Özil looks a little bit like a lesbian.
Yeah
that fella.
Amazing, Craig.
Boggly eyes. So this week I'm going to go for a player that is in the bottom half of the table. I'm going to go Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah,
again. Look at his little face.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. Well, I just should just start taking it a bit more seriously now because I don't want it to be another thing I fucking lose at. So, Romelu Lukaku for me, away to Burnley. They're hemorrhaging.
I'm calling it now. 2 points. I'll even write it in the spreadsheet.
Probably. Yeah, fill it in already. Yeah.
2 points. Ash, who are you going with?
I'm going to triple captain Lukaku. I'm going for Philippe Anderson. He's going to do well 1 week.
You went with him game week 2 and he got the 1 point, didn't you? But he had a good performance last week.
Yeah, he's there.
You going to go again? That's decent. And Craig, what are you saying?
I'm going with Diego Jota at Wolves. He is a midfielder who banged in 18 goals in the Championship last year, basically playing up front. He's playing in a front three. West Ham look a worry. Wolves look good.
Busy down that left-hand side, I want to say.
He plays left of front. I fancy, that's him. That's the fella. So I fancy him to get at least... I'm going to say he's going to get 5 points plus, and I'd be happy with that as a bottom half player.
Nice. Wow, that's decent. There you go. That's the bottom... that's the bloody power bottom picks. We still need a jingle for the power bottom.
Yeah, the Gaff Tapes League of Power Bottoms.
League of Power Bottoms.
Yeah. Speaking of things we need a jingle for...
Yeah.
It's time for the quiz.
Woohoo! I was just going to say we have a quiz, but it's Craig's quiz.
Specific. Yeah. The quiz master's back. I invented quizzing.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That is a fact.
There were no quizzes before you.
No.
So, this week's quiz is called Shambolic Quinoa Skiver. Okay.
Is this written by the guy who tweeted? Is this one by Adam P?
Yeah, it's Adam P.
Yeah, listener sent in. So I found a list. These are from last season, the data for this. Okay.
Oh, shit.
But somebody went through and got each team and they searched for the most used phrases on Reddit in connection with each team. So an example would be if I said shambolic quinoa skiver, you would say Craig Hazel United.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, it's first to 10. There's loads of them. It should be quick.
First to 10?
unless you guys...
First to 10. At one point, it could be 9-9. Holy
unless
shit.
Unless you guys are terrible at this, which means we'll drop the thing. So you can buzz in at any time, but then once you've guessed, I think you're out.
Oh, it's a buzzer thing, isn't
it?
Yeah. Okay, I know you're going to say you might be terrible at it, but Tom literally is going to use his first buzzer to ask what Reddit is.
Yeah.
Do you understand the game?
I think so.
You're going to say, for example, it's always teams, yeah?
Yeah, teams. So I'll say like...
Emirates.
Gary.
Gary.
Shambles.
Yeah. Shambles.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And then when you think... So I'll say like Emirates.
Yeah.
And then if you think you know what it is, you buzz in.
Yeah.
All right, okay?
If you say Emirates, I will know that one.
So...
What do we say to buzz in? Just buzz?
Just whatever buzz. You want.
Okay.
I'd like to scream the word horse if I could. I'm gonna really fucking scream it. So. Yeah. Craig's lost it.
Every time
Craig has lost it. I'm gonna scream the word horse.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Horse.
So first one, bottled.
Horse.
Yeah.
Why am I saying
horse? Why are you saying horse? Does that mean that I get to my buzzer?
It's Spurs.
Oh, well done, 1-0.
Oh fuck. Bottle job fuckers.
Shit.
Okay.
Is that one?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, 1-0 to you.
Yeah.
Okay, second one. 80s.
Horse! Sorry, I was absolutely panicked then. Yeah. Is it Liverpool?
1-0.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I should have got that.
Big in the 80s, weren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, I really shouted horse then.
Okay, question three. Racist.
Symbols.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes. 2-1. You guys are welcome at this. Okay. We're going abroad. Bankrupt. This is a difficult one.
Trousers.
Horse.
Oh, Craig?
Is it Barcelona?
No.
Oh, Juve, I was going to say.
No, neither.
Ah.
Okay, find another one. Okay, back to the Premiership. Mighty.
Oh, Christ.
No, next one. Dreadful.
Hey, me.
Yeah.
Cardiff?
No. Oh, remember this is from last season.
Ah, shit, my mistake.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Tom, you should have a guess. You got a 1 in
last,
20 shot.
Well, last clue. Mm. Shocking.
I forgot what the second word was.
Mighty, dreadful, shocking. God. It's a difficult one there, I think.
Christ.
Just guess.
I can't. I literally can't think who got...
Some of these are amazing.
No.
No.
Go on. Out.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Oh, I wouldn't have said Bournemouth. I was thinking of a relegated team last year and I'm completely blank.
Okay. Challenging.
Trevor?
Yeah.
Man United?
No.
Trevor?
So the last two clues. Challenging, bitter, and ambitious.
Arsenal?
Everton.
Everton.
Okay.
Ambitious, I suppose, yeah, Everton.
Ambitious okay. That we're going to get to fucking 10.
Yeah, maybe. You've got the first few. I thought you'd be all right. Okay. Anomaly.
I'm going to wait. I kept buzzing in too early.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Impossible.
Horse.
Yes.
Man City.
No.
Ah. Oh.
What if that's going to be the two things people say about them? The most that's going to come up.
Oh, is it the most?
Yeah, so these are the most said phrases in connection with that team that people posted about. Third one then. Easiest.
Oh, what the fuck? Impossible.
Come on, I'll have to guess now.
See, I'm thinking it's impossible to stay up. So, West Brom.
Leicester.
Oh, of course. Impossible.
This one is amazing. Cold. Wet.
Panic.
Yeah.
Stoke.
Of course.
Panic.
What's the score?
3-1.
Oh, Christ.
Do first of five?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's quite good. Okay.
Yeah, you will.
Desperate. Cheap. Incoming.
Desperate. Cheap. Is it? Pins and needles?
Yeah.
Is it West Brom again?
No, West Ham. Close.
West Ham.
Okay. Dirty. Oh, this is so we're going European.
Okay.
Dirty. Tactical. Compact.
Oh, horse.
It's great. Tom.
Real Madrid?
No.
Atletico Madrid, surely.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking dirty and I was just thinking of Ramos.
Another European one.
Hmm.
Diving. Greatest.
Quite a
horse.
Tom.
Behave.
Barca.
Correct.
Cheat. Cheat.
Yeah, that was close, that one.
Sure.
Right. Okay. I was trying to see if there's one. Okay, this might be quite difficult. America. Gay.
Valbuena. Is it LA Galaxy?
No. Humid, local.
Local.
Humid America and gay. Local, humid America and gay. The other American team? New York something?
No, Orlando.
I just knew Robbie Rogers played for LA, and he was like the first out football player.
Ah, okay, so this is work can be anywhere in the world, this one.
Yeah. Brilliant.
People get it pretty quick, though. Dead? These are mental. This is the most said thing.
Go on.
Protestant?
Arsenal! That's not my answer. That was my siren.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Correct.
Yeah, bollocks.
What does that make it for all?
We would literally talk about that.
I literally briefed you off air on what the Protestant club is.
I thought we were talking about it on air.
I even asked you, what's all that about like Protestant and Catholics and that? Which
that's annoying.
Like Rangers.
Being punished for being an educator.
Does that mean it's 3-all?
Three.
No, I'm a 4.
4-all.
Oh, shit. No, 4-3.
Okay.
Surely.
Okay, so we'll go to 5 then, yeah?
Yeah.
So next one, Craig gets me, wins.
Okay.
Okay, so there's another one from World Football. Boring.
Boring.
70s.
Ooh.
Tactical.
How do you look?
Yeah.
Is it AC Milan?
Oh, no.
Well, the fact that you said it's World Football, I would have said Arsenal because you said boring, but... but particularly boring... Oh, I don't know. PSG?
No, Ajax.
Ajax.
So you might have got from the 70s. Okay. Ready? This one is Italy. I think you might get this straight away.
Okay.
Fascist.
Come on, blub.
Yeah.
Lazio.
Correct.
Oh.
I just love it that it's the, like, of every conversation that must happen. Like, oh, yeah, did, like, whoever score this week? It'd be like, all right, guys, did you see the game? Bit racist, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's literally...
a good racist crime.
Yeah.
That's literally the first time my dissertation on Mussolini has paid off.
Yeah. So the answers for them, for Lazio, it was fascist, racist and bankrupt.
Yeah.
Are they particularly racist and fascist?
Oh, yes,
ones
mate.
That Di Canio went to and did the Hitler salute.
Oh,
yeah, they are very fascist.
Yeah.
Super fascist.
Does that make it 2-0?
That's 2-0 in the series.
Yeah.
Game week 4 podcast, 2-0.
And so I'll see you again in game week 38, mate.
Yeah. When you go, oh, he's got it to 3-0 for the season.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff, boys. Lovely stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed that 2-0 for the season. I mean, is it time?
It's the time. What everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah.
It's the story. One of us. It's our historical retelling.
Yeah.
I got a ghostwriter in who's recanted basically what's happened. And for anybody that's missed it, such as Craig, here's a little recap on what's happened so far in the diary, Little Timmy Tinker.
Because tonight's chapter 4, so you've got 3.
Chapter 4?
Chapter 4 tonight, mate.
Oh, and I'll be honest, as a listener, the Diary of Timmy Tinker is my second favourite feature on the podcast behind previously on the Diary of Timmy Tinker with Ash Kansas.
I've got 100% recall of this.
Yeah.
Because I know the first week he brought a pair of football boots.
Yeah.
And they were leather. I mean, you keep saying that. It was actually a ball.
Yeah, because he got a ball because the ball was leather.
Yeah.
Thanks, so I knew that. And then game week 2, he went to tryouts. Not a game.
Mm-hmm.
It was tryouts and it was good. Gary was sort of coming on to him. We don't know that.
It's just Gary's
way.
And then episode 3, he'd done a goal and they beat the Hemsby Buccaneers.
No, they lost.
No, they lost. They lost 4-1.
Yeah.
To the Eton gang.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Eagles, yeah.
The Eton Eagles, and he'd done a goal with the Pigeons.
There we go.
There we go.
My favourite bit of the recap last week, by the way, was when Ash described the team called the Leather Boys.
he just says words he vaguely remembers hearing.
Which is another VHS of Tom's.
The Leather Boys. Okay, it is chapter 4 of the diary of Little Timmy Tinker. Camaraderie, friendship, coalition. A football team is very much like a platoon in the army, although without the sexual humiliation of prisoners. 5 games into the season, and while the Windsor Pigeons still didn't have a single point, they were growing as a team, even with manager Gary insisting on separating the boys with weekly one-on-ones in his abandoned ice cream van. Game 6 of the season looked more promising. Maidenhead Mallards away. The Mallards didn't have a single point yet either, and Little Timmy Tinker fancied their chances. "Who's your favourite member of girl group Eternal?" asked Pete, the left back, just before the game. "The white one, obviously," said racist David. And everyone disagreed with him. "Who's your favourite pop singer of these current 1995/96 times, Timmy?" "Me," replied Timmy. "I don't like girls. I like balls." So, and we're just making that balls joke on every chapter. And with that, the referee, brackets, the dad of one of the players from the opposite team, close brackets, blew his whistle for the start of the game. "Do goals today now, please," yelled Gary, who, for someone so incredibly enthusiastic about running an under-10s boys football team, knew absolutely fucking nothing about the terminology. But "do goals today now, please," they did. By halftime, the Pigeons were up 3-0, and now with only 5 minutes left, the score was 6-1, and Timmy had provided 3 assists. He really had established himself as a midfield general, like a young Paul Ince, but a little bit different. Gary signalled to Timmy that he was to be substituted, as was Gary's way with 5 minutes of the game left. He liked Timmy to receive an ovation from the away fan. But as Timmy walked off, a small bus went past slowly next to the field and the window rolled down. "Are you pigeon shits losing again?" It was Alan Potato, the nastiest boy in... It was Alan Potato, the nastiest boy in Timmy's school and the centre forward of the Windsor Hawks, the best team in the league. "We're winning, actually," Timmy replied triumphantly. "Well, you'll need more than that when you play us next week," Alan yelled, and the rest of the Hawks in the team bus jeered loudly. "Need more than what? That doesn't make any sense," Timmy replied. "Yeah, so's your dad's tits," Alan shouted, and the bus sped off. Today had been a good day. The Windsor Pigeons had their first win as a team, as a platoon. But next week, were they going to be on the menu for the Hawks?
Wow.
Moving.
A lot of copyright issues with the Mighty Ducks franchise. But moving.
Yes. I mean, well, you know, that's how it happened.
Yeah, why is there no theme tune?
Yeah, that's what we need. But it needs to be right. It needs to be... Do you remember Johnny Biggs that used to be on
Johnny
CB?
Briggs, yeah.
Briggs, sorry.
And Johnny the actor Briggs. Went on to that's play Mike Baldwin of... on Coronation Street.
Yeah, that's what I need, like an old trumpet.
Do you remember the Johnny Briggs? Do you remember Briggs one? It's...
Yeah, that's Wolf, wasn't it?
No, I think that's Johnny Briggs. That's Wolf.
And there's a few times in the 5 years we've been doing this. There's been a few times where I felt I don't really know what you guys are talking about. I don't think I've ever been further from...
Ash is no, like, I remember sitting down in the pub going, should we do a podcast about fantasy football? And then actually they're doing trumpet noises saying woof.
Yes. Not even, normally, I'm like jokingly, like, oh yeah, so solid crew, I get it. I literally have got no fucking idea what you guys are talking about.
Watch Woof.
Watch Woof. Go away and watch Woof.
I totally don't even want to know.
And the Queen's Nose.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Was good. I thought I would... say goodbye.
Yeah, please do, mate. Please
yeah, no, please do, yeah.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having me.